Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for all the crazy stuff that goes on around here and some of the good stuff. I'd like to think that we do that, some of that, especially when we bring our Really Smart Brain Trust members to join us, which we'll have another one very soon coming up in the next segment. We'll be bringing back another really smart member of our Brain Trust. But in the meantime, it's just me and you. I got a couple more things I want to talk about. And as you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. So one of the things that I would like to get you to think about, and I know I've spent a little time talking about this in the past, and I've talked about it with our Brain Trust members, and that's differentiating between what I'm calling old school, new school, and the school. There are three different parameters that we really need to be putting our world into, our operating world, our visionary world, our management world, whatever mode you're in at any given moment. You're going to have three different universes. Old school are a combination of things that don't work anymore. They're obsolete, they're passé, and you need to get rid of them. But also inside of old school are the memories and the lessons and the failures, the mistakes that you paid for. That's all part of old school too. And so you don't want to get rid of those, right? We want to stop doing the things that don't work anymore, but we don't want to get rid of the memories of why they didn't work in the beginning, let alone anymore. Because those are the lessons we don't have to pay for again, right? So that's old school. Then we got new school. New school is the visionary stuff. It's where we're going. It's the stuff we're unsure of. We haven't tried it. These are mistakes we haven't made yet. This is finding our way in the future. What you're supposed to be doing as the CEO is being the trend tracker, being the forecaster, being the futurist, imagining what your company should be doing a year, two, three from now, based on what you're seeing around you. That's new school, the new technology, the new demographics of work in the workforce, the different ways that millennials expect what they expect from you compared to what your older employees expect from you. How your supply chains are changing, how managing our finances have changed only from the standpoint of the global economy. Those are all new things. That's new school stuff. And so we've constantly got to be shedding old school stuff as we bring on new school stuff. Now, the process of doing that is don't get rid of old school stuff if it's still working, but you've got to look at it really hard to make sure you're not fooling yourself, make sure you're not holding on to an obsolete paradigm. And make sure that you don't replace any old school stuff that's working unless there's a better idea in the new school stuff. Now, I want to wrap up our visit this segment by talking to you about a third dimension that's right in the middle of both of those two. And I call it the school. Some things are not old school. They're not new school. They're what I call the school. And the school are 100% fundamentals. Things that were true. They weren't old school or new school 100 years ago. They won't be new school or old school 100 years from now, they'll always be the school, meaning they won't change. I like to think of them also as natural law, things that are a natural law, right? Binary. Some things are binary, right? They're natural law. They're not going to change. And one of those is cash. 100 years from now, small businesses will still be dealing with cash flow. The challenges of cash flow. The fact that you can succeed yourself right out of business by having so much business that growing, supporting that growth, you can't collect your money quick enough or make enough profit to fund that. So you got to manage that cash properly. You can't sustain a business long term without profit. That's a fundamental. That's not old school or new school. That's the school. And I'd really like to address this particular part of the conversation to the younger generation, especially millennial business owners. You're not kids anymore. You're full grown adults, and you're running businesses and families and all that. Make sure as you have an attitude about what's past, meaning maybe thinking it's passé. Make sure you don't throw the school fundamentals out with the bathwater. Make sure you realize that some things that might sound like they're old and irrelevant to you are fundamental. Don't get rid of the fundamentals. Fundamentals are not old school. They're not new school. They're the school, and they always will be. The fact that you and I are humans, analog humans, and always will be, that's the school. I'm Jim Blessing, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.